What about on your father's side, the North Georgia people?
It would be historic speculation on my part. I would assume they came down that Appalachia skinny part from North Carolina, but that was just alluded to, and I really don't know.
Yeah, that would be sort of the normal route.
Yeah, and they are less, Daddy's side of the family is less educated, erudite. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just, that didn't.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They were not that concerned with it.
Your mother's side is more the.
Yeah, we never had any money, but lots of education. You know, everybody said, "Oh, those Shermans are nice people." You know, they chew with their mouth closed.
Now that was your maiden name, right, Sherman?
No, that was Mama's maiden name.
I see. Okay.
My maiden name was Bailey.
Bailey. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Bailey family is pretty prominent in Augusta, isn't it?
That's I-E.
Oh.
I'm E-Y.
Okay. Okay. Let me see.
But let me tell you something funny.
Okay.
The Baileys you're talking about are Paul Bailey.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And Paul's mother died young and was raised by the Shermans. And so every time somebody says, "Oh, you're kidding Paul," and I say, "Not exactly." Almost, but not exactly.
Right. Okay. Let me see. Well, what about Lanny now? How old is he?
Lanny's 40.
Okay. And he's his religion is
Protestant.
He's also Protestant. And you mentioned he went to Mercer and then No,
he went to Richmond Academy.
Uh-huh.
Then went to Harvard College.
Harvard College, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. And then worked here for about 10 years in banking. Then went back to law school at Chalkley.
Okay. And he's now working in as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
here in Augusta. What about his family?
Okay. The part of Lanny is long, like, I guess, three generations plus from
mm-hmm.
this part of the country, Waynesboro,
mm-hmm.
Augusta. His granddaddy was editor of the Herald.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. His daddy was in advertising
mm-hmm.
and has since died. Fortunately, before all advertising was taken over by national concerns. He
mm-hmm.
did like Sankin's Dairy and Clausen's and all that. His maternal side of the family are Kuhlkes, K-U-H-L-K-E, which is German. And I guess they are like, his great-grandfather would have come from Germany.
I see. Okay. Do you know, this is just this kind of off the topic, but the impression I get is that this German settlement in this area was pretty heavy, up to fairly recently. Is that your own?
I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
Where would they have gotten? How would they have gotten here?
Well, apparently, of course, there were Salzburgers and Moravians among the earliest settlement groups
in South Georgia.
South of here,
uh-huh.
but not up this far,
right.
As far as you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always associated that with like the coast, like
yeah.
Darien, Georgia, and all around that.
Yeah. Well, apparently, quite a few of them got up this direction, and then up until just before World War I, there was. If you go down to the museum, you see these old pictures of the Schützverein. You know what that is? The Schützverein.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shooting club.
Oh.
I believe they also had Turners in this area.
Was that an affectation of the area, or was it really a German shooting club? You know,
it was apparently people who were either German or German descent, and also some affectation,
mm-hmm.
because this has been a heavily German area, apparently, from the earliest times. Heavily as compared with, let's say, Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
That is true. You know, I was thinking, are you familiar with the Bray House?
The Gray House.
Bray, B-R-A-H-E.